Hello. Have you been waiting to know? So sorry. Please come right this way. Come in. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. So, how are we doing today? Oh, Dr. Peters? He's on vacation with the family. A family fishing trip, if you can believe it. I'm taking care of his patients when he's away. Did you wish to see him specifically? I can see from your file that Dr. Peters has been your GP for years. Is it something personal? You seem a little uncomfortable. It is sexual. Okay, I understand the nervousness now. Sir, I may be new at the practice, but please, do not worry. I've seen and heard it all before. I'm here to help. What can I do for you? Intense and constant arousal? Any discomfort? Sensitivity, heightened sensitivity, more than usual. Well, epididymal hypertension is common with prolonged arousal, typically brought on by lack of relief. Epididymal hypertension is also commonly known as blue balls. What happens is that there is a buildup of, I see. No testicular pain? And you're having regular relief? How often? Well, that sounds normal. Wait, what? A day? I see. And following release, you still feel aroused and sensitive? How often does this occur? All the time. And you get erect all the time as well? Interesting. And where is the sensitivity located? Is it in your testicles? In your penis? Okay, well, let's have a look, shall we? Could I get you to hop on the examination bed, please? I'm just going to check your vitals. I'm going to start with your throat, please. Say ah. Okay, good. Okay then. Temperature is good. May I have your finger, please? This one. Right. Just going to put this guy on, and heart rate is slightly elevated. That's okay. Don't worry. Everything's perfect so far. Now, where's that stethoscope? Oh, right here. Please lift up your shirt. Oh, sorry. It's a bit cold. Here. There. Is that better? Good. Okay. Slow, deep breaths. In. And out. And in. And out. Good. Okay, great. Well, you seem as healthy as a horse. Now, please, drop your pants and your underwear, and let's have a look, shall we? I'll turn around. Okay, ready? Okay. Well, everything certainly looks normal. Let me just pull up a chair here. Okay. And gloves. Right. Sit on the edge of the bed, please. A little closer to me. Perfect. Okay then, I'm going to look for any tenderness or signs of trauma. Please let me know if you feel any pain or discomfort. Does this feel okay? I mean, it doesn't hurt if I just touch it, right? Okay, looks good. I mean, normal. And if I move my hand down the shaft and lift here. Fine. Okay, your penis is thickening a little, but that is perfectly fine. You did say the sensitivity is present when you're aroused, right? Right. So then, this is good. If you become erect, it'll give me an idea of where exactly you're feeling the sensitivity. I'll move my hands up and down a little. Like this. How does that feel? If I touch your testicles, does that hurt? No? If I just stroke them or cradle them in my fingers? Still no tenderness? No pain? Interesting. Feel way warm, hot even. I'm gonna take these gloves off. Is that okay? Alright, and let me feel. Just as I thought. Very warm and throbbing. You are very aroused now, correct? Yes, I can tell. There's already a slight discharge of pre-cum from the tip. Quite a bit, actually. If I move my hand up and down your erection like this, is there any part that feels strange or tender? The sensitivity around the head, of course, that's natural. If I move my hand to the tip of your penis, like this, would you say it is hypersensitive? Yes, does it feel pleasurable. Okay. Very good. How aroused would you say you are right now? And is this how you feel every day? I can see that must be very uncomfortable. What do you do for work? That's not very sexy, is it? I'm curious as to whether there may be any environmental factors which may be the cause of your reactions. I would like to test your response to visual stimuli. One second, please. I'm going to unbutton my blouse. Luckily, I wore this purple lace bra today. Does the side of my breasts and this bra do anything? Good. Very good. So basically, your arousal is just building and building. If I keep my hand moving on along the shaft of your penis like this, and if I were to cup and squeeze my breast like this, what do you say that is doing anything to say? Your arousal? Okay. This seems as if it may be psychological. Although you are dripping, I would like to do an oral examination. Would you be comfortable with that? If I put your penis in my mouth? Great. Just relax. Very good. Salty, creamy, but sweeter than I expected. Can you feel my tongue swirling around the head of your cock? Weird penis. Could you hang on for just one second? Casey, could you come in here for a moment, please? Thank you. Opinion with this? The patient is experiencing a constant arousal and some hypersensitivity. I'm performing an oral examination and he seems to be responding with, increased heart rate, increased breathing, some tension. All seemingly normal reactions. However, the head of his penis seems to be more sensitive than normal. Would you mind? Great. Thank you. Yes, with your mouth will be fine. See how his body reacts? He's definitely aching. And the taste? Sweet, right? I thought so as well. Casey is a new intern here. How does her mouth feel? Okay, thank you, Casey. Thank you, Casey. That will be all. Sorry about that. She's very enthusiastic about her work. I'm gonna continue and you let me know if you feel any discomfort. Okay, when you typically achieve orgasm, how would you describe the sensation? Is it powerful? Is it a full release? Excellent. And the ejaculation itself, is it thick? Does it drip? Out, or does it shoot out? Are you close? I would like you to ejaculate in my mouth. That was a lot of cum, semen I mean, and it is always that much, especially recently. Interesting, and much sweeter than normal. can tell you eat a lot of citrus. Is that right? Good for you. You can get dressed again. Alrighty, let's see. So, there was some tenderness, but not enough to warrant an anti-inflammatory. The heightened sensitivity may be from masturbation. I'm not sure about your constant arousal. It may in fact be psychological, but it might be something physical as well. I can see from the bulge in your pants that you're still erect. Very interesting. I would like you to place the mice in the area tonight, and I would like you to refrain from masturbating. No matter how turned on you get, no matter how much you feel like you need release, please do not touch yourself. Then, I would like to see you tomorrow for a few additional tests, okay? Great. I'll tell Casey to pencil you in for 11 a.m. Better make it 9 a.m. Okay then. I'll see you bright and early. Enjoy the rest of your day.